Jane Austen only wrote 6 complete books, yet over 2 centuries since her death, she has become one of the most popular best-selling authors. There have been at least 17 adaptations of Pride and Prejudice, including 6 miniseries, and a variety of films, including Bridget Jones' Diary and Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, plus at least 4 musical adaptations, the most recent of which is a world premiere with Book, Music, and Lyrics by Paul Gordon, which can be seen at TheaterWorks' Lucy Stern Theater in Palo Alto through January 4th. Pride and Prejudice is set in Regency, England. The Bennet family has 5 daughters, the eldest Jane a beauty, the next in line Elizabeth proud and smart. For girls, the only step to take when of age is marriage, most preferably to a man of property. A love match is fine, but security is what counts. Jane is someone she dotes on, and Elizabeth, well, you take what you can get, and then there's that rude Mr. Darcy. What makes Pride and Prejudice so special? One element is Elizabeth, our heroine, the archetypal proto-feminist, speaking her mind, and damn the consequences. The other is her complicated relationship with Mr. Darcy. He turns her off at the start, and then, of course, things change. In the end, Pride and Prejudice is the first, and maybe still the greatest, rom-com of all time. With an emphasis on the status of women in a patriarchal society, the story functions as a social satire of class, and above all, of manners. And it's that angle, the manners, that makes Pride and Prejudice a perfect target for a musical. What the book does, in effect, is create a distance between what's going on in the world and what's going on in people's heads, and what better way to examine the latter than through songs that comment on the former, which is what Paul Gordon's Pride and Prejudice does to great effect. The songs sometimes veer toward folk or light pop, but they never stray too far out of the period. Mary Madison is particularly good as Elizabeth, and the strong-voiced Justin Mortellini offers a Darcy who matches her particularly well. Less successful are the subplots. Trying to cram everything in might satisfy the purists, but musical theater has different priorities. Still, it's a lovely chamber musical with a sweet score, a fine cast, and an excellent all-round production. It's a charming night in the theater. Pride and Prejudice, a musical by Paul Gordon, directed by Robert Kelly, plays at TheaterWorks Lucy Stern Theater through January 4th. For more information, you can go to theaterworks.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.